If the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump.
Go for it, idiots. Let's see how this plays out. Everything you do backfires. Everything you do backfires. Here you have New York Attorney General Letitia James, and she's saying, you know what? I don't think I'm going to be accepting, was it Knight Properties, Knight Security? Donald Trump just posted a $175 million bond. He did it through this company. Letitia James and these kid fuckers in New York, allegedly, of course, said, you know what? We're not going to accept that, right? We're going to not allow this company. We don't believe that they have the ability to pay off Donald Trump's bond. Okay, if Donald Trump appeals and loses his appeal, he's got the properties that you could still take from him. It's Donald fucking Trump. He's going to be unable to liquidate all of his assets and flee to Russia before you could confiscate his assets should he lose an appeal that he's not going to lose. But if he did. So the mere fact that you are saying that you are not going to accept this $175 million bond posted by Knight Specialty Services over here has nothing to do with making whole the injured parties of New York fucking state, because there are none, by the way. Nobody brought this case. It was Letitia James and these cocksuckers in New York that brought this, these Democrat globalist scumbags, right? You're merely doing this because the entire point is to grab Donald Trump's tower. That's the entire point of this. You would not have accepted. First of all, they go, well, we don't know about Knight Specialty over here in New York. They're not registered and bonded in New York. Well, you won't let Donald Trump work with any entities in New York to post the bond. You made it illegal for places to post bond if they were based in fucking New York for Donald Trump. And you specifically did that, so if he went to any other place to post his bond, then you could do this shit right here where you say, well, we're not taking it. We're not accepting it. So we're just going to grab his shit anyway. Because that was always the point. It was always the plan to grab his tower. Even if Donald Trump rolled up to your courthouse with $175 million dollar bills and tried to pay it off in cash, you still wouldn't take it. You would always find a way to not take it because the plan was always to grab his fucking towers. And again, that's dumb. But I'm telling you to do it because you're fucking stupid and don't understand that every time you do this, all your indictments, your mugshot, everything only raises Donald Trump's profile, raises Donald Trump more money, and galvanizes his base and brings more people into the fold. Makes it harder for you to steal the election, you fucking morons. But please, knock yourself out. Don't want to get my enemy's way. But here you go. You're just Kyle Becker. Letitia James, poised to begin seizing Trump's properties. Attorney General Letitia James, DEI hire, because only a dumb fucker would think that this is a good idea. Only somebody who didn't have to work hella hard to get that position of Attorney General, somebody who skated by on the skin color of their labia, would think it's a good idea to do this, which is why she was given the fucking job. And nobody inside this could complain about it or they'll be called a racist. So now you got some dumb fucking moron as Attorney General. She's a useful idiot, doesn't even understand she's being fucking used. Anyhow, she's going to start seizing Donald Trump's properties as the insurance company will not be permitted to post the $175 million bond for Trump while he appeals his fraud judgment. Knight Specialty Insurance is currently unable to post the bond on Trump's behalf, attorney Dave Kingman noted. Is that Dave Kingman from the fucking Oakland A's in 1976? Holy shit. So now she's going to be in power to start initiating the enforcement procedures of taking the dude posted bond. Hey, you got a bunch of fucking criminals in New York City. They're killing people. They don't have to post bond, right? They didn't treat Jeffrey Epstein was raping small children, selling and raping small children. He didn't face this type of bullshit in New York. You got P. Diddler out there. Where is P. Diddler? Where's Hunter Biden? Where's P. Diddler? How come Chase Bank isn't closing accounts down for P. Diddler? How come you guys ain't doing this to kid fuckers? Oh, it's because you're all kid fuckers, allegedly, of course. So no, this is the type of treatment that is reserved for the people who are actually fighting against these corrupt kid fuckers. They're going to start grabbing his properties. That's going to backfire, but please do it. Knock yourself out, morons. So they will not take any money from Donald Trump. They won't take it. They don't want it because that's not the point. The point is taking his properties because then they can take a news cycle and say, we took blah, blah, blah. Look at this. The TD of James Tower over here. Look at this. That's what this is campaign. This is a campaign right here. Joe Biden can't rally, can't stump, can't interview, can't debate, can't go on television, can't string together consecutive coherent sentences. So what they do is they put together a campaign where we just take his shit. Look at this. We took his shit. Look at this. There you go. This will backfire if they even do it, which will be fucking insane. But they're insane enough to do it. So there you go. No amount of money will be good enough. No insurance company, no insurer will be good enough. No bank will be good enough. This dude could roll in with a Deutsche Bank $175 million check. And they'd be like, no, well, we're not taking it either. You can see what's going on here. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the views. Support champion, we kept today on these criminals in New York City and state. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.